in 81, I was asked to come in, I think it was even late 80, but by early 81, very early, like January of 81, I was brought into Todd's. And Todd's was a much larger room, was closer to my home on the east side near Harper Woods. And there was a lot more I could do with it. Plus, they paid the guarantees for national acts instead of me having to pay for it. And just as I got it rolling and doing really well, the owners reneged and said, oh, we don't want this to turn into a straight bar. And I thought they only cared about, you know, making it successful. But the owners of Todd's were gay, and they didn't want it to turn into a straight bar. Plus, they had their big gay night on Fridays. And at that time, I only had to do Saturday nights, and it was working. I had brought in our old crowd from Bookies. I mean, people I recognized from the club. And they were all coming to our club. So we did that for about, I don't know, 6 months or something. I did it for 6 months.
Where is that?
And then I remember Jerry coming in. They stopped it. And then I was brought in by one of the owners who didn't die of AIDS back in 89. And it was just before I was doing, I think, the first feature film that I was in, Mirror, Mirror. So I took, I didn't start it until the week after I got back from California to do the movie. And we did that for 6 months, and then they wanted to stop again. And then after I left, they brought in Gail Parento, who had been running Son of Bamboo Productions. So they kept going back and forth. So it was very hard to do it.